Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about what happens when you retire. You've led a very active life. Maybe you've developed your own business. Maybe you've gone mountain climbing. Maybe you've done scuba diving, and you've done everything. But now you're a retired person. What do you do with your life? Tonight we talk about how to create your own business, or perhaps market an inventive idea of yours. How do we go about making our dream come true? By understanding the right information that we need to make our dream come true. And tonight we are very fortunate to have in the Lehigh Valley a group of mentors and retired executives who help you create a business plan and even develop marketing tools. My guest this evening is Carlton Raines, who is an adjunct professor of business at Lehigh Carbon Community College and Northampton Community College and DeSales University Access Program. He also serves as an associate director of the Business Enterprise Center at Lehigh Carbon Community College. And we are very happy to have Carlton here to help us understand how do we take charge of our lives, number one, when we're retired, number two, when we've got an idea that we want to make a business. Welcome, Carlton Raines to WDIY.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So tell us, how did you get started in all of this, Carlton?
I had been working for a number of years and retired. And began to look around for something else to do and started teaching and eventually got involved in SCORE, which is a Service Corps of Retired Executives in a local branch, which are mentors for people who want to help other people start a business.
So you didn't give yourself any opportunity to get tired or feel you didn't have any use. You got started right away. You went from one business opportunity where you were employed to being your own person by being, I believe they call it, an adjunct professor.
Right.
And how did that happen that you became an adjunct professor?
I contacted the community college, and they had a course that I could teach.
Which was?
IDS 105, which is team building, critical thinking, problem solving, and team building. And I taught the course, enjoyed it, and then asked for more courses to teach.
Wonderful. And now you're not only an adjunct professor at Lehigh Carbon, you're also an adjunct professor at DeSales.
Right.
And also Northampton Community College.
Yes.
Well, this sounds like you're a very busy person.
Pretty well.
Yeah. So here's my question. You've managed to put all of your skills to work after retiring from your profession that you were occupied with. What happens to a man or a woman who's been occupied for many, many years and finds themselves now after retirement? Maybe they've been doing something very active, and here they are in their 80s, and they feel useless. What do you suggest, and how can SCORE help them?
Well, one of the things that I would suggest is that you keep active. One of the things you need to do is keep your mind active so that your mind still functions properly and everything else. And one way to do that is to do something that makes you think on a regular basis. So, teaching will help you do it. You've got to always be prepared, and you never know what questions are going to be asked. And SCORE becomes an organization where you essentially help other people I answered their questions about business. How do you go about starting your business? What do I do to do this? What if this happens? What do I do? And so you mentor people through the process of getting their ideas from the idea stage to a functioning business.
Can you give us some examples of people that you have mentored?
Well, I had two women who had an idea of being a house sitters. And what they were looking at was when a person went on vacation, they would either come and stay at your house so there was somebody there to take care of your pets and make sure the house was taken care of, or they would come in each day to the house, feed the pets, play with the pets, take, if you had dogs, take them for a walk, make sure all the newspapers and anything was picked up, the mail was taken out of the mailbox, so that the house looked lived in, and they became fairly successful with their idea.
Now, how did the SCORE provide mentorship to help them create this business? For example, as you were talking, I'm thinking, do they require insurance coverage for this kind of a business? Do they require a business plan? What do they require to make this a successful enterprise?
Well, we take a look at what the business is, and then try to figure out and help them decide what they really need to do. In this case, yes, definitely you would have needed insurance for being in somebody else's home. You would also have needed some type of business plan if you were going to go out and try to borrow money. And you would then put it all together and decide what they needed to do based on what their idea is.
So SCORE really comes in as a, as you put it, they're mentors. Now, does that mean you don't meet as a group? If a person comes to SCORE, you don't meet as a group. You provide them with a mentor. What does that mean?
What it means is that if you have an idea and you need help developing that idea, you give us a phone call at our office at 610-266-3000, and we will assign you a mentor who will get back in touch with you, and then you and the mentor will decide where you want to meet, and you will get together and talk about your idea and your plans, and then the mentor will give you things to do to help you advance that business and help you with ideas and help. Now, they will not do the actual work for you, but they will tell you and advise you what you really need to do.
And they'll make perhaps some suggestions as to places to contact and whom to
right.
contact. They won't make the contacts for you.
No, but they will not call and make a contact for you. But they will give you ideas who you might call, who you might want to talk to, websites that you might want to go to and do some reading, in other areas, maybe some state offices, depending on the business that you might want to find out information from. And you then do the work yourself to find it.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Barbro, and this evening we're talking with Carlton Raines, who is a very talented person who functions in many, many fields. He is the assistant director of the Lehigh Carbon Community College program. He's an adjunct professor of business at Lehigh Carbon Community College and Northampton College and DeSales University. And he serves as the associate director of the Business Enterprise Center at Lehigh Carbon Community College. What is the Business Enterprise Center of the Lehigh Carbon Community College? What is that exactly?
We formed a group, a number of professors got together, and we started a group where students who might want to start a business on their own, we would help them basically the same way that SCORE would help students, help other people. We basically do the same thing to help students get a business started.
And what way? I mean, do you offer courses for them?
Well, they normally have to take courses, and in their introduction to business course, they have to write a business plan. So if they develop the business plan and they want to pursue that plan further, Then we will help them either by finding mentors from them. We might even get a contact score to be a mentor for them, or someone else in the valley who's already in that type of business may become a mentor for them. And we try to help them then develop their own business into a functioning operation.
So you not only provide help for retired executives, but you also help students in the business program, certainly at Lehigh Carman Community College, develop their own thoughts and help them to develop plans that will create businesses they can pursue when they graduate from the program. That's a very exciting thought. Are there other businesses that you have helped that you can think about?
I had another lady who wanted to become a closet organizer, and she essentially went on to develop her own business in helping people organize closets and cabinets and so forth in their home.
And she became very successful.
Right.
Well, this is really very exciting. Number one, for people who have an idea that they would like to pursue but don't know how, have perhaps the business acumen, they can come to SCORE. Is that right?
Right.
And there's a website for SCORE. Could you give us the website?
Yeah, the website is www.lehighvalley.score.org.
And the telephone number again?
And the telephone number is 610-266-3000.
So SCORE really helps in a number of ways. If a person is retired and is feeling not kind of useless because they don't have an organized schedule, they don't feel like they're contributing anymore, the SCORE is a wonderful place to offer their talents to help others become successful in business. And also for students who are in Lehigh Valley, Lehigh Carbon Community College, where they can develop their own business plans.
Right. One of the things that we're always looking for is mentors. So if you're retired or if you have extra in business and you have extra time that you can give, we would like to see you become a member of SCORE and join and help give back to the community by being a mentor with SCORE.
Well, I think that is wonderful. And we're going to talk more about SCORE and giving back to the community when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
You're listening to WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station. If you appreciate and value the programming we provide, including NPR's in-depth news coverage, our local public affairs programs, and the diverse mix of music we broadcast each day, please consider becoming a member. Membership is our most important source of revenue. We can't do it without you. You can make a secure donation online at wdiy.org. That's wdiy.org. And thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening, we're talking about a very interesting group that we're fortunate to have in the Lehigh Valley, and that is a group of mentors and retired executives who are available to help you create a business plan, develop marketing tools, and get an idea of yours off the ground. That organization is called SCORE, whose mission is to grow successful businesses across America, one business at a time. And my guest this evening is Carlton Raines, who is a ceramic engineering a retired ceramic engineering executive, and he is now the chairman of the Lehigh Valley chapter 74 of SCORE, and he is currently an adjunct professor of business at Lehigh Carbon Community College, an adjunct professor at Northampton Community College, and a sales University Access Program. In addition, he serves as the Associate Director of the Business Enterprise Center at Lehigh Carbon Community College. We were talking in the first part of the program about the different ways that retired people can be helpful. What other ways can retired people be helpful?
Well, with SCORE, you can become a mentor and help other people who are trying to have an idea about a business or a product and help them develop that business or that product into its fullest and bring it to market.
And that's a one-on-one counseling
session. That's a one-on-one counseling situation. We do other types of counseling, and that we put on every other month on a Saturday morning. It's about a three-hour program put on entitled How to Start Your Business, where you can come and we'll go through all the steps that you really need to take a look at to start a business from scratch.
And where is that held?
That's held at the library at Lehigh Carbon Community College in Snecksville.
And is there a charge for that?
There's a minimum charge around $35 to cover material that's used in the course.
And that's held every other month?
Every other month.
On a Saturday morning?
On a Saturday morning.
And how would people go about finding out more information about that?
You can find out more information either by giving us a call at 610-266-3000 or go to our website, www.lehighvalley.score.org.
And I understand that one of the needs that SCORE has itself right now is for people who are retired, who have their own expertise in various businesses, to become mentors for SCORE. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're always looking for people to become a mentor. You do not actually have to be retired. We have retired executives. We also have people who are still working, who are members. And as long as you have sufficient time to give back to help someone else, and you can become a mentor and work with the organization.
Well, I was just curious because very often people who've led very successful lives as executives, as their own business, who have initiated their own business, find that they are at a loss of something constructive to do with their time, and they don't feel useful. And I'm just thinking that this is a wonderful way to give back and to create that sense of usefulness and to utilize their talents and energies. Can you give us an example of people who might have joined the organization who maybe were at a loss?
I have a number of people who had retired from various different industries around the valley who became SCORE mentors. Uh-huh. And have gone on to successfully help other people start their own business and get their business off the ground. And all of them seem to be very thrilled and happy that they did it. So this is a case where, you know, if you don't have anything to do and you want to use your time very constructively, you can give back to your community and help other people at the same time and keep yourself active and participate in the community.
Now, there's other things that SCORE does. You also sponsor roundtables. Tell us about that.
A roundtable is a case where we bring in an expert on a subject, and they only talk about that one specific question. Let's say we have a question on, we present a roundtable on maybe a certain change in the tax code. And so everyone comes to the roundtable, and they listen to the expert. And then if you have specific questions, you can ask the expert a question to solve that one particular question.
And how often do the roundtables sponsor?
Again, the roundtables are held once a month, and they're held in Whitehall I can't think of the name of it, but it's the Dunkin' Donut.
Oh.
It had been, and most people in the area will know it. It's the Dunkin' Donut that was the bank at one time, because this is a Dunkin' Donut with a conference room in it, okay. So we used the conference room.
Now, here's something. How about, you know, we live in this very technical world, but sometimes people who are non-technical can come up with an idea that might be very valuable, but they don't have the technical knowledge about how to transform the idea into something valuable. How would the SCORE go about advising such a person?
Well, what we normally do is try to match that person to a counselor that has experience in the area that they're trying to develop the business in. If we can't match within the our chapter, we may also may contact someone else or somebody else or somebody in a different chapter to become a co-mentor for the person and help counsel them with the specific question they have.
So, but basically, the mentor will help you to develop a business plan. What else? Develop a business plan.
Develop a business plan. Develop ideas for marketing. Try to identify who your client, who your customer is going to be. Whether this is a viable business. You don't want to start a business that you're going to constantly be dumping money in and never make a profit. So we take a look at if you want to, you know, if it's going to be within such a period of time a viable business.
Do you also advise people when they need to have be sure of copyright? If there's a, you know, if there's some kind of invention involved or?
Yes, we do. We have contacts with that we will in. Advise them to contact a copyright lawyer or an accountant. If they're in certain situations, we'll always advise them to have two people if you're looking at starting a business. One is your lawyer and one is your accountant on certain types of operations.
And people have been – what has been your success rate, would you say? From your experience,
I don't have an exact number, but I would say we have had a fairly high, probably in the 80-90% range of success with people starting their own business.
Well, you know, it sounds like it's a wonderful opportunity, both for people who are retired and have skills in some field to come back and offer them. So, and it's also an opportunity for people who are trying to engage and get some information about an idea they've always had about how to make it come true. Can you think of an idea or of a person who has come to you with an idea that you've helped? You mentioned before the person with the closets, organizing closets. Can you think of another example?
Well, you know, there's always different examples. We've had, for example, there's a franchise out there called Pooper Scooper, which is a pet cleanup operation that you can go and you clean up behind people's pets. We've had one person who wanted to develop one, and he actually developed the business as a Pooper Scooper.
And he's been very successful, I imagine.
I imagine so.
Yes. Do you have any other examples?
Well, not necessarily examples of people started, but one of the things that we're always looking for, not only is people who need mentors, we're always looking for people who want to be a mentor or someone who has the skills and wants to come in and help manage the organization. Be able to come up with ideas to put on different programs that other people would need, be able to help us with our marketing, help us with various types of seminars and so forth that we might want to put on or they may have ideas to put on. So we're always looking not only for people for us to counsel, we're also looking for people to join the organization to become mentors and counselors.
Well, give us a number again to call. Number of score to call is
610-266-3000.
And the website?
The website is www.lehighvalley.score.org.
So this is a really wonderful opportunity for a person who has an idea for a business, whether it's a technical or a scientific business, or a person who's retired and feels at a loss as to what to do with their time, to become feeling that they're part of a community and that they have something to give.
Right.
And it's a wonderful opportunity. I want to thank you so much, Carlton Raines, Chairman of the Lehigh Valley Chapter 74 of SCORE, for helping us to take charge of our lives by setting us an example that one doesn't necessarily have to retire. You can become a mentor at SCORE, or you can turn your ideas for business or inventions into reality. It takes hard work, dedication, commitment, and making an appointment to visit SCORE, the Lehigh Valley. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.